Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Great calls by John Miller and Dave Fleming. It certainly doesn't seem like it's been 10 years ago, but as John Miller said first, boy, the NL was tough getting through the Reds, coming back in that series, getting through the Cardinals 4-3 in that series, and then Pablo sets the tone in game number one against Justin Verlander with those three home runs. They sweep the Tigers, world champs, and they're going to celebrate at Oracle Park, then AT&T Park, at Oracle Park this weekend. And delighted, as always, to be joined by the manager, three-time World Series winning manager, Bruce Bochy, joined us courtesy of the Uma Guest Line. Hi, Boch. Good to talk to you. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. It's good to be here. I'm looking forward to this weekend, but it's good to chat with you guys now.
Yeah, welcome back to the Bay Area, and Tim Flannery's going to be there. You guys lit the cheesesteak shop, I know, and Wody as well. I love those commercials you guys have on the air. But I talked to you last summer on TV, then we had you on KNVR. And it's hard to pick. It's like picking your favorite child. But that 2012 team, in light of what John was just saying, the Cockroaches, you know, coming back from Cincinnati and St. Louis and what you did against Verlander and the Tigers. But just man-to-man around the infield, the outfield, the starters, your bullpen. If you had to play a series, which team would you pick, Boch? Would it be the 2012 World Series champions, even over 14-10?
Yeah, Papa, I mean, that's always a tough one. I hate to be on the fence, but I'll cover myself here. Since it's 2012, this is my favorite. This is the team I think is the best club out of all of them. But seriously, if you look at it, you know, how we did it, you know, I'd have to say, you know, this is the most remarkable and you know, I'd like to say my favorite, but you can't beat the first one. I mean, come on, that's... It was my first one. It was the first one here in San Francisco. But, I mean, this was such a special group of guys. I'm just looking forward to seeing all of them.
Well, that is going to be fun this weekend. I love these reunions. You know, Boch, we had Matt Kane on the other day, and it just goes so fast because, you know, Kaner retired at 32. He's only 37. He was 27 in 2012. He had that great year, and he had run into, you know, such bad luck during his career. But that year, he had the perfect game, and he was 16-5. He was an all-star. He was awesome. But we're talking to him, and it just blows my mind that it's been 10 years.
It has shot by, and you know, it's pretty impressive. You know, there's still guys out there playing, and including two still with the Giants. You know, with Crawl and Bell, but. You know, you look at Bum, he's still going, but it really has shot by. It's hard for me to believe it's been 10 years. It's such a great memory. And so I know these guys are excited about getting back here. I'm looking forward to seeing how some of them look. I'm thinking about trying to put a team together. You know.
Yeah, Pablo's still playing in Mexico. He doesn't look good, but he's still hitting. Just a word about Pablo Sandoval, because I go back to the 2010 World Series, and he was not on the roster. You know, he just was so heavy then, and then he had to go through the, you know, Camp Pablo to try to lose weight. And 2012, what a you know, game one, but he was the World Series MVP all the way through it. We're going to miss not having his smile. I know he was one of your favorites, but what a magical run Pablo had for you, Boch, in 2012.
He did, Papa, and I tell you, you know, there's two guys. I'm going to throw in Barry Zito, you know, with Pablo. You know, both of them were not on the roster, you know, going into 2010, the World Series. I put Uribe at third base, and Barry Zito, who I know wasn't real excited about not being on the roster, but to his credit, he kept throwing after every playoffs we had. But those two just looked so determined, to show that, they were going to do well and shine in the moment, and they both did. But Pablo, you look what he did. Of course, he won the MVP and really jump-started us in that first game where nobody gave us a chance, between Barry going against Verlander and what Pablo did. And, I think that just jump-started us. And, we had so much confidence going in that game anyway. I will say of the three teams, this might have been the toughest, most resilient with all we had to deal with, with losing guys, going back to Wilson, Freddie Sanchez, these guys went down. Of course, losing Melky, a lot of people thought, we would melt down when Melky, got in trouble there. And we got better as a team, and Pagan especially. But Pablo, he picked it up because we lost him early in the season, if you remember. It's such a fun team to manage because they were just so relaxed, so calm, and were so good at performing under pressure and with their backs to the wall there. So it's a special one for all of us, to get back here together.
Bruce Bochy is joining us. The Giants are going to celebrate the 2012 team, the 10-year anniversary coming up tomorrow, and it's going to be great. And Boch, of course, will be there. He's joining us, Pop and Lund, here on the Sports Leader. Go back to game one a little bit, just because, like you said, you had gone through so much adversity in losing Melky and then the Red Series, the Cardinal Series, and we had just been across the bay watching Verlander and Scherzer take apart the A's, and we were thinking to ourselves, man, this is going to be a tough one. And for Pablo to hit those three home runs to set that kind of a tone, the ballpark was on fire. You guys had to be thinking in the dugout because you'd gone through so much adversity, and then you end up sweeping that series against a really good team.
Right. And, again, Pablo, the pitches that he hit, too, they tried to elevate on him. He hit the ball down. He had two off of Verlander. And after the third one, I remember saying something to him. And this was the kind of team it was. He goes, you know what? We haven't done anything yet. He enjoyed it. He enjoyed the moment. But at the same time, he realized, hey, that was the first game. And we hadn't accomplished what we wanted. So he wasn't finished. And you look at what Barry did. He saved us against St. Louis. And then he has to start against Verlander and goes out there and throws the ball as well as he did. And I couldn't be prouder of those two, how they bounced back. And that's why I said I thought this was the most resilient team because of what we had to deal with and the times that we were facing elimination. Had two guys that weren't on the 2010 roster, but, Pop had touched on it. That's how we got the nickname the Cockroaches, the Never Say Die group because they just couldn't kill us.
Yeah, you guys overcame. You overcame collectively, and they overcame individually. We mentioned Pablo. Zito's story is just amazing. And I saw his major league debut with the A's in 2000 against the Angels, Boch, and winning the Cy Young there, going 23-5, getting the massive contract to come across the bay and play with the other Barry Bonds. And you managed him. You both came together. Your first year with the Giants was Barry's first year, Zito's. And I remember some stars. There was one against Cincinnati on a Sunday afternoon. I couldn't watch. He had lost his confidence. The fans were squirming in their seats. He lost 17 games one year. As you say, in 2010, you left him off the playoff roster to come back and do what he did in 2012. But you saw it all, the ups and downs and in-betweens. Amazing story of Barry Zito's career as a Giant, Boch.
Really, really is. Hey, we all get a little bit older, and, he had a lot of pitches in that arm, and, his stuff had come down a little bit since he had pitched with the A's, and he was in that adjustment period, trying to pitch with a little different stuff, but you're kind of setting your ways, but for him to get to that point where he was in 10, because you think at that point it's even going to start getting a little bit worse, it got better. And that was just, I think, a sense of determination by Z to show that, we signed him for a reason. And because he, I think he really took it hard. I think he was embarrassed. I think he felt like he's letting everybody down. And then when he, you know, was taken off the roster, here's our highest paid guy. He couldn't even make our playoff roster. I think that really was tough for him to take. And he talks about it. I think he mentions it in his book. And but again, a credit to him. When I told him that, he went out right then. He went out and took a bullpen, thinking, all right, after the next round, we may activate him. So he kept himself ready in case something happened, instead of just saying, well, I'm just going to, you know, sit and watch. I'm not going to keep working. That was never the case with him. So I give him credit for that. And for him, you know, to get redemption by doing what he did in 2012. I mean, the amazing thing was, it wasn't just with his arm. He got a big hit in the series. He got that big punt against the Cardinals. Yeah. I mean, he was like Superman, and he might have been the worst hitter. It kind of cost me. He found a way to help us out with.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
That.
Bruce Bochy's joining us. They're going to celebrate the 2012 Giants. The 10-year anniversary is tomorrow at Oracle Park. You know, everybody groups 10, 12, and 14 together, but you just kind of mentioned it, that, you know, Pablo wasn't there in 10, and neither was Barry, but then it was, you know, it was Lincecum, and you remember him with the number one in Texas and how great Brian Wilson was. Then you get to 2012 and guys like Marco Scudero, who you get in a trade, is a big guy there. And then, you know, 14, Madison Bumgarner just kind of took over. So as much as you say, okay, 3 and 5, and there was a lot of obviously similar players winning those championships, but it seems to me that each championship kind of had its own personality and different types of guys stepping up. So it wasn't just the same guys over and over, although it was the same core guys.
Right. No, it was a different group. I mean, you look at, you know, 10, you know, we had Huff at first base, Renteria at short, and Uribe in the postseason. But and then, you know, we get the young guys, Crawford and Belt, to go with the veterans who have been through it. And you mentioned a guy that was a key in this one, 12. I mean, Scudero. Oh, my goodness. That was Tony Gwynn. He was unbelievable. And, you know, he got the nickname Blockbuster because that was a trade that nobody talked about. You know, Pence got, you know, he got a lot of attention. But, you know, when we got Marcos, like, okay, big deal. All he does is hit over 360. And, you know, was right there with Buster as you know, our best hitters, and just incredible job he did. And credit to Sage, you know, he went out and made this team better. We had to get a little bit better after losing Melky. So he really, you know, filled in where Melky left off. And so that's why they're all a little bit different, because there's always somebody different. It was Freddie Sanchez, and, of course, we lost him in 12. And then but, you know, you look at 12. We did have injuries, and we lost Melky, whatever. But the one thing that's impressive about that team is you look at our five starters. They all made their 30 starts, 30-plus starts. I think we might have had 2-spot starts all year. So those guys were toeing that rubber every fifth day, and that's a recipe for success. And that's impressive how those guys were so consistent and durable.
And Timmy Lincecum had a different role for you then, you know, after being your ace in 10. You know, he went on to the bullpen in part in 12. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Tim and the profound loss he had of his wife and losing his brother. So he won't be with us over the weekend. But the Cincinnati series, when you fell behind 2-0, and all we ever heard about were The Reverend Hunter Pence giving his speech. Flan tells me about the speech you gave the club where you went biblical on the guys. You don't seem like a big speech guy, but it was the right time to do it. Can you give us some excerpts of what you told the team in Cincinnati, Boach?
Well, you know what? Flan had been through it. We were down 0-2 to the Cubs back in 84, and we came back and went three straight. But, you know, we were home. We were in San Diego, and Gary Templeton was kind of the inspiration there. And so I was just trying to think of something to give them hope, because when you get pounded 14-2 in the first two games, and now you got to go to their part, play a team that hadn't lost three games in a row at the whole season at home. You know, I'm just trying to think of something about going against all odds. So it really came from my sister. I remember she used to tell me the story about Gideon, and it stuck with me, you know, how he had to go against the Midianites. Yeah, 100-something thousand of them. I don't have the numbers in my head right now, but, you know, he had a few thousand. He put them through tests, and eventually, you know, God got them down to, you know, a couple hundred. And but they, you know, they figured a way to beat them with the trumpets and the lights and everything. They thought they had more men. And, you know, I'm giving you a very short version of this.
I like this. Anyway, I've had my knees praying. I love it.
Yeah. But anyway, as I finish, it's an incredible story. So you got to look at it. And that's when, you know, I look at the Pence, and he said he wanted to say a few things. And of course, he went off. And despite both out there talking, though, we got one hit through eight innings. So I was sitting right during the game. I don't think the hitters were listening. The Bolden song was, because he pitched great. And we got three hits and won that game in the 10th inning. And we went on a roll.
Oh, that's
a rolling. Scott Rowland in a big throwing errors. I remember
that
game.
That
wow.
Didn't hurt. Man, it is so awesome catching up with you. Have a great time. And by the way, if this baseball thing, you know, doesn't work out for you, Boach, I mean, between the Toyota commercial where you with a GPS voice, boop, boop, turn right here, you're getting the tacos and the cheesesteak shop. I mean, I don't know, man. You might have a future.
Should we eat all the Buster's tacos, Boach?
Yeah, no, Adam, I tell you what, don't worry. I know I have no worries trying to write down an Oscar speech. That's not going to happen. But, hey, we had a lot of fun doing it, though. Both of them, went, Buster and, of course, Ronnie and Plan and I. We just had a blast doing them.
You're the best. Thank you so much. Have a great time tomorrow.
All right, guys. Good talking with
you.
Thanks.
Coach.
See ya. There's,
he's going to have to give a speech.
Yeah, he is.
In Cooperstown, New York.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Boop, boop, turn right here.
Unbelievable. Don't eat all the tacos, Boach.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.